Good morning. One Bible verse this morning, Psalm 119, 105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I have two quotations in mind this morning. One of them I've known for a long time, George Washington, our first president, said, "It is impossible to rightly govern the world without God and the Bible." And I think that is so true. How can we possibly govern the world without God, who does govern the world, on our side, without us acknowledging Him, without us going to Him, without us trusting in His Word? Your Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light into my path. And the other saying, which was new to me, maybe I might have read it a long time ago because I have read Thomas A. Kempis, but Thomas A. Kempis says, "Be not angry that you cannot make others as you wish them to be, since you cannot make yourself as you wish to be." We can't even change ourselves. We can't even improve ourselves. We need God to do that. We must be born again, and that born again, it comes about only with God's Spirit moving in us. And so we can't even change ourselves. We can't govern ourselves without God putting the two sayings together. And when we look at our government in our country today and in the world today, we see these things are true. That without God and the Bible, man is a mess. There's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And that's what we see in our world. That's Proverbs 14:12, or I think it's 16:25 also, two verses, the same verse. We go the wrong way without God, without His enabling. Well, that is just my message for today. Very short, hopefully sweet. Go to God, go to the Bible, read His Word. Father, we thank You for Your Word. And we pray that we might be governed by it, that we might be made and remade by it, that we might see Your hand in our lives and in all our ways. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.